Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information and
stoked. Interesting introduction there. We have the stream pulled up, going back to the novice days, but I am so excited to be back in here with you guys. Feeling all the early on jitters of Top Shot. You are listening to NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, episode number 62, guys, and we are looking at a really unique episode today. It is April 14th, 2022. And my last episode with you guys, believe it or not, was November 23rd. Episode 61 was November 23rd, 2021. So, super stoked to be back here with you guys. We're just about 8 minutes away from the Holo icon drop. And make sure you're following me on Twitter at DJDev420. It's the dream. Hold on, guys. This is crazy. I've got a new Twitter handle since I last did this with you guys. I feel like such a little baby right now, and it's so fun to be back. All right, Twitter handle. TheDream34.pcc.eth. I gotta switch that up in the description there. And also make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, as well as the podcast. So today the episode we're bringing you guys is a whole bunch of excitement around this Holo Icon pack drop. We've got a number of juicy moments in there and a whole bunch of other moments that, you know, you probably would rather not get. But I think we're looking at about five of the legendaries and five of the rares that are going to be pretty solid here. So let me move my mic up in here, guys. Wow. I'm so excited to be back. Let me get a little bit of music going in the background here as well. Let's groove it out. So, not only are we doing this Holo Icon drop, but we've got a special announcement for a collaboration that I'm going to be really excited to be working with. And going to be going kind of back to our childhood. You know, I don't know how many of you actually played Little League baseball or were on a baseball team, but all of us have had experiences, you know, playing baseball with our friends, stealing bases, and you know, four flies up, all that stuff, all the way to, you know, some of us were fortunate enough to play all through you know, elementary school, and then even moving into you know, high school. So some of us even college. So we're going to really ignite some of these memories, and we're going to be going back to those memories with a part of this podcast that I'm going to be adding in here called In the Dugout with the Dream. And so we're going to be covering a specific new NFT that is going to be dropping shortly here, date soon to be announced. It is called Dugout Docs, and you're going to see the links down below in the information for this stream. But we'll be talking about that, showing you some exciting things, because we're going to have some time waiting in the queue today. And what we're really hoping here is we get in on this first priority queue. That's our best chance. And then we can dive into some of the other things that are going to be in here. Just really, really exciting. So I'm wishing you guys some luck out there. And really stoked to have the stream going again. We are going to be having some guests on. And patching them in, not today, but future episodes. And this is most likely going to be a weekly drop where we will be checking in on all things Top Shot, but we're really going to be focusing on getting any questions, education, and really developing, you know, this community based on the story here that's developing with the Dugout Docs, right? And so you have these parts of our childhood that we're going to be tagging into this artwork. And when you guys get to see how beautiful this stuff is, if you haven't seen it yet, we will look at it a little bit later here. You can see it on the thumbnail for the stream. And all of us are going to have different things that we identify with, whether it's colors from our favorite team or the accessories or, you know, all of the things that ignite for our players, whether it's the tattoos or the beard or the position or the strengths. And that's the fabulous thing here is, you know, going back to what I was saying, if we as individuals didn't maybe get to play in the big leagues or get to play in college or get to play in high school, this in a way is going to be your opportunity to kind of relive that with an amazing community built around baseball, right? The American pastime, the dream, the field of dreams, which is, you know, why I really love it. It's definitely connected to my name, and, you know, my name is envelops all sorts of things. I really am a believer in dreams, and I think that's how all the magic starts. And these guys, these creators, really started with that, and they pulled together a fabulous team. So we will be talking Dugout Docs as we get grooving here, but I am starting to get those jitters. Again, if you want to connect it to baseball, it's when you're stepping up to the plate and maybe you're down by one and there's two outs and you got a runner at third, and all you need to do is get a hit. You need to get an RBI right here, and you're going up against this reliever, right? The cool thing about that whole scenario is when you step up to that reliever and you're sitting there in the pocket and you're looking up at him, there's all these things that you can do. You're going to go ahead and adjust your stance and your eye contact and your energy with the pitcher, but also you're reading those pitches. You're knowing that pitcher. You're knowing the game situation. I'm giving you an analogy to being in the queue for Holo Icon priority queue, right? I can't do any of that. I just have to be in here. Of course, I have superstitions and things that I do. On that note, I'm going to grab my magic rock. This rock says believe. It was given to me by one of my professors that I really admire and look up to. And it just really reminds me, you know, regardless of where you're at in life, that belief is also contagious. So sharing it with our fellow humans is also a gift, even if it's not something you're directly profiting from. Wow, my voice is getting shaky just because we are under a minute. And we got 40 seconds till we drop into the queue here, guys. Send me some great luck. I'm trying to get this camera in the right situation. There we go. Woo! 20 seconds. We got the starfish playing in the background. I got my Believe Rock. We'll be going into the dugout a little bit later. And it's a fabulous Thursday, April 14th. Let's go, guys. Come on. Come on. 3 seconds. 2, 1. We are in. Priority queue is being shuffled. Come on. Come on. I think there's a 1,000 in this one. I haven't even looked. I need a triple digit. Triple digit. Come on, baby. Whew. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on, stream. Give me some magic out there, guys. Let's go. We're dripping in. It's normally about a minute. 10:01. Ah, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Give me that good number. No! Ah! Not gonna be able to do it. 2571. Ouch, guys. All right. Well, we're gonna... Woo! Double check. I'm almost pod. That's probably all the packs that are completely available. I don't even know how many total. I should already know this. Oh, that one hurts, guys. 2571. Oh. All right. Hang tight with me here, guys. I'm just trying to check some details. So we're going to have an interesting stream today. With this news, we'll be able to get right into the dugout, which is what I'm all about. I was, you know, just preaching to optimism and, you know, staying positive. Let's see. Priority Q1, yeah, only 1,000. All right. Yeah, so we're gonna get into the dugout. Let me hold this tie right here, and I will be right back. And I'm super stoked you guys are here. Hold tight. Switch the music over. 25. That one hurts. All right, boom. I'll be right back, guys. Stay with me. We're going into the dugout. Get in here. luck on that first cue, but that's how it goes. So let's get some info up. We are back, guys. So we're gonna have to get into that second cue for the holo drop here. There's more packs, but there's gonna be more people in there. But what I am excited to share with you now is a fabulous team that I have joined to collaborate with. Let me turn this music down a tiny bit here. And we're really excited to be bringing you the Dugout Dogs. And so what I'm going to be offering you is a weekly stream here where I come on and I answer questions. I share with you the progress on the drop and the specific details that the team is sharing with me. But really, we're coming on here to share stories about baseball and connect about, you know, those memories and those things that are going to be connected and submerged in with each one of these NFTs. So as I'm able to share this artwork with you and the storyline, you're gonna see some of those connections that are consistent throughout. So I'm excited to have you guys here and excited to have you in the dugout. Welcome to the Dugout with the Dream. So what we have here is the Dugout Dogs NFT is going to be dropping 8,325 prospects. Now this is going to be happening with OnGaia.com, fabulous website if you have not heard of, that is home to the Ballers, Flunks, Sharif O'Neal is also on there. There is a number of other things. There's a hip hop archive that's going to be coming, and they're really expanding. They have a direct connection with Dapper. So this was a massive home run for the team to develop this partnership, and really solidifies the quality of the NFT, you know, being put out. If you know anything about those previous ones that I've mentioned, these are fabulous PFPs, Flunks, Ballers, that are also offering real life utility and a storyline as well. And what I'm excited for here is that the dogs are going to be having a pre-sale yet to be determined, which is going to be really, really exciting for the pre-sale. The price is going to be $199 USD. And the public, which will be short after, is going to be $235 USD. Now, the exciting thing about the pre-sale is that all of these pre-sale members are going to be receiving an airdrop batting glove. And now, I remember when I was a kid, my batting glove was my magic. It was that special thing I kept in my back pocket when I was in the field, you know, when I was playing defense. But when I pulled that out and I was going on deck, I strapped on my batting glove and it just fit like skin on there. And I knew it was going to give me that grip. So you know what we're going to get airdropped here is not just going to be a basic batting glove. We're going to be tapping into the story of what that batting glove may do for your prospect, what type of enhancements, in-game utility, and how it will enhance their specific stats will be to be determined. But the exciting thing is here is this is going to be part of the story. If you get in early, it's going to be a free airdrop, which is just like we've seen with some of the other Gaia projects, especially Ballers doing the finishing up their sneakers drop, and with rumors of Flunks doing a backpack drop coming up soon as well. This is kind of staying in theme where the utility sticks with the collector, and for holding and collecting that specific prospect, you are going to be receiving a airdropped glove, which either you could decide to keep, sell on the market, go purchase a different one on the market that you would be looking to add to your prospect. So this is fabulous utility that is immediate, again, outside of that direct storyline that we're going to be seeing as you start to hear the types of gloves, the traits of the gloves, the boosts that they give. We'll be unveiling that to you. And I'm feel fortunate that I get to share that story with you guys. So also, we are going to be having here's the real cool thing also, the first 500 pre-sale members. So whoever gets in there and gets their mints of the first 500 will get 2 tickets to any baseball game of their choice. So 2 tickets, they're going to get to pick the game. All 500 first pre-sale mints will be getting that. And it's members, not mints. So I want to make that clear. It's per member. So if it depends. It does not matter. If you mint multiple prospects, you're still just getting the 2 tickets to the game. It's per member. And another bonus on top of that is a $50 USD merch voucher. So really exciting that they're rewarding early collectors for jumping in with your story. Again, we talked oftentimes about with NFT projects about believing, or, you know, I back in them as a stock, or where are their decisions going. But the strongest communities that we've seen, or NFT projects, look how I even said communities, the strongest NFT projects that we've seen have been because of their communities. So what we're really going to be doing here specifically in the dugout is coming in to remember, connect, get nostalgic, dream, look into the future, all around this fabulous American game of baseball. Right as we're moving into the beginning of the season here, we're going strong and the weather's gonna be changing and we're gonna be with you guys. So again, I'm super stoked that you're here and really wanna encourage you again to get in early and be able to get your glove and your, if you're one of the first 500, you're getting your 2 tickets to the game and $50 USD merch voucher. It looks like even here in some of the other updates, it may be all public sale members are going to get the $50 USD merch voucher. So the first 500 are eligible for the 2 tickets, but anybody that is in the pre-sale is going to also get on top of that a $50 merch voucher, which is fabulous. It gives you, it's not just a merch drop, but it gives you the choice on how you want to use that 50, if you want to add that to something to upgrade or get something different other than what's available. That's going to be exciting to see what the team develops there as well. It's going to be part of the story. So I'm really excited for that. They have also socked, the Dugout Dogs team has also socked away 165,000 USD in total to give back to the community in a number of different ways. They've just really broadened the way that they're going to share back with the community. Oculus Quest, which is a virtual reality device that's going to be part of where we're really going in the future here, with the metaverse and being able to use these NFTs, actually see them move around and have activity in games and metaverse and so forth. Flow coin giveaways. They're also going to have other NFT giveaways and charity donations. There are in works their plans to make a mobile game developed around these players and these prospects. And again, specifically around the story. The story of baseball, the story of this collection of players, these Dugout Dogs, all of these guys, all of these characters, these specific traits, these 8,325 prospects that you, the minter, the collector, the members, you get to create that prospect by how you equip each of these things. Let me grab some water. I will be right back. All right. So again, I want to thank you guys for being in the dugout. Make sure that you're following me on Twitter. I'm going to be doing lots of updates. And slowly, I want to say revealing the story, right? This is going to be a lot like a story time check-in where you get clues on what's going to be coming next. So today is kind of an introduction, especially for those of you that subscribe to the YouTube channel and the podcast. We are still going to have updates about Top Shot, but it is really for the next couple months here going to be focusing on this story that is opening up in the dugout here. So I want to continue giving you some more details. We talked about all of that $165,000 USD is going to be used. And the mobile game is being planned as we speak. And there's also going to be staking integration. More news to come on that. So the metaverse, that's one of the things that's most exciting for me. I can already imagine what this clubhouse is going to look like and what I'm hoping. I actually get a dugout in there. That's the Dreams dugout. And a field where everyone's going to be playing for all of the holders. So this is the thing, the next part that we've all been waiting for with NFTs. Even with Top Shot, we've been waiting for that for quite a while. Where, oh my gosh, I'm sorry guys, I just got caught off. Some of my friends got, oh my god, my buddy got a Steph Curry holo icon jersey number. Ha! Oh my gosh, that is insane. I gotta just FaceTime him right now. I cannot believe that. FaceTime Kyle. It's worth it, guys. I'm in midstream here in the dugout, but this is one of my good buddies. He actually got me into Top Shot. I can't believe it. How much is that jersey number holo icon? That's insane. I don't think I'm gonna get him. Let's try calling him. Call Kyle. You're in the dugout, guys. It's real in here. My buddy pulled a Steph Curry.
Hey, dispatch, this is ambulance 82. I was arrived at St. Joe's Hospital in about an hour from now. Check back in and do that.
All right, man.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Man, that's insane. And how beautiful. This guy's a paramedic. My buddy is a paramedic. He pulls a Steph Curry holo icon jersey number in this drop. I've never got a jersey number. I don't know if he has. That's probably the number one moment in this drop today. I'm so happy. You know, that's how it is for your friends. You celebrate. I am at, there's 1,443 in front of me. No pack on the first one for the dream. Please, we need that luck for the second one. Wow, I cannot believe my buddy got that. All right, I'm going to recenter my head here. Let's see where we are on time for the next drop, and then we're gonna get back into this dugout. I just had to see what... I can't believe that. Yeah, so that's going to open at 11. So we got 40 minutes to... Ooh. So yeah, this stream will probably wrap up quick here. We're going to go in and look at some more details on the dugout, and I may restart the stream up again. I'm trying to figure out. I cannot believe it. I'm stunned that he pulled that. Okay. let's get back to our dugout, guys. So the metaverse is being built. There's a clubhouse and a field. So if you are a holder of a dugout dog prospect and you've completed them and entered them into the big leagues, you now are going to have access to the clubhouse and also a field for the holders. So this is being built as we speak. There's another really exciting thing here that, you know, as the story unfolds, your prospect, through you minting your prospect, you now are going to be holding, right? And the reward, again, as the story is unfolding, you are going to start to hear that this magic batting glove that is going to be unique to your holder, right? To your prospect. You're going to get this glove. It may not be the glove you want to equip, but you're going to get it for holding that prospect. That's going to be airdropped to you if you take part in the pre-sale, like we said. And you're paying the $199 for that pre-sale. And if you're one of the first 500, again, you're getting the tickets and the merch voucher. Now you're going to get airdropped a gear card NFT, ability card NFT, and then you can take the three cards and you can merge to make a pro player. So you're going to be getting the batting glove, you're going to get a gear card, and an ability card. So your gear card is going to be a consist of a number of different things. Stay tuned for an update on that part of the story. And also abilities, different things that your prospect is going to be able to do, you're going to be able to equip and merge onto your player to make it a pro dog. Then when you merge this dog, you are going to get two more airdrops, cleats and a season ticket to be able to get into the metaverse. So that's going to be access in with your player and to be able to walk around and participate in games. So just holding this prospect is what's going to get you all of these airdrops down the line, which again is one of the massive things that we want to see is utility. We want to see utility with our NFTs. What is the reason for me as a collector to hold? And again, these airdrops, of course, are going to have value and be things that you could sell on the market, but the key here is they're applicable to be used on your prospect to make them a pro and to give them the type of player you want to be using in the game. So ideally, you're not going to be selling your gear, you're going to be equipping it. But again, if you want a different type or a different player than what you get airdropped, that's when the market is going to be really special for you, because you can go ahead and exchange, if you will, be flipping what you got and being able to pick up what you would like. All right. So public sale is going to be for $235, as I said, per prospect, and you're going to get a $50 merch voucher. So I do now want to share with you some exciting photos before I get on out of here and get ready for that next drop. I cannot tell you, my buddy pulled a Steph Curry jersey number, legendary holo icon. Wow. All right, so let me get over to my Twitter page here and I'll screen share with you. Some of the stuff we got grooving here. All right. Here we go. Check this out. Look at how beautiful that guy is. He's got the gum. He's got the long hair in the back. The tats. Sick jersey. Nice color combination there. So these, some of these are complete. This is a one of one complete player. Look at this guy, how sick he is. His tats are so detailed. You got the gold, the bling in the ears. He looks like a shortstop to me. I mean, can you imagine if he was a pitcher too, though? That guy's dripping. Look at this catcher. Come on. He's got the Oakleys. Dogs on the Oakleys. Look at the tats. Number 31. The eyes too. I mean, he's tatted up. Some sweet details. I love the background. Look at this guy. That guy looks like a outfielder or first baseman, maybe. Could be a beast of a pitcher. That's the thing. It's like, what does it speak to you? And of course, these guys are going to be able to have names, and really, we're going to be unleashing all of the details as I get them for you guys are going to be the story. You're going to get to really hear how these dogs are coming together and what the power is. But you can see the bling on this guy as well. He's got his flow necklace on. I mean, this stuff is beautiful. This is probably one of my favorites, of course. One of the coolest things is that this is, as I told you, it's on Gaia and, being on Flow, we are getting the mergers of the teams here. So Flunks just had their drop, and here you see a nod to Flunks right here with a 101 Flunks dog, which is going to be sick, whoever pulls that one. Also, you've seen the, let's see, I know some of these have the Dapper socks in the background. Let's go ahead and pull this up for you guys. I don't know if you were able to see this. Yeah, let's go. Mint is coming soon, guys. I would get in on that pre. It's $199, and you're getting that airdrop of the batting glove right away, and the merch ticket. And if you're one of the first 500, you're going to a live game. Show off your dog. So let's go. Let's get that. Get that on your list. As soon as I get information about it, you guys will know. Let's look at this right here. So this is everything that I was just reading for you guys. This is a really nice color, kind of summing it all up in a nice little package here for you. And some more dogs that we have not got to see yet on the bottom here. You can see the details and all the different traits and accessories. This guy looks like an old school throwback Sox Babe Ruth style with the stogie in his mouth. So I just can't wait to see more of what we're getting, and they all got a lot of personality here, and really stoked to be part of this team. So we're gonna be bringing you more dogs. You're gonna be in the dugout with the Dream and the dugout dogs. You're gonna be getting a whole bunch more of this, guys, and we will be probably dropping back in here. Haven't fully decided yet for the second queue. Too bad my buddy wasn't here, or well, too bad that wasn't me in the queue getting the Steph Curry jersey number live on the stream. Anyways, I want to go crazy for you guys. I want to go crazy for me. So hopefully we get we get a queue spot for the next drop. And I think that is it. Again, guys, I'm super stoked to be back. I want to thank the Dugout Dogs team. I'm not going to fully reveal all of them yet. They will be shared with you as the story develops and gets revealed to you. I'm really looking forward to having them live on the stream here and getting to ask them some questions. But at this point, we are going to keep today moving. Haven't not fully decided yet if we will be checking back in for that second cue, but there's a good shot. We'll see if I can get a cold brew going and get a little second burst of energy here. We got 30 minutes till that opens, and then another. So we're an hour and a half until that cue assignment will be in. So we're gonna keep this moving today, guys, and remember, the number one rule. Enjoy it.
Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans, everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Last time I got my legendary. Woo! 137. So we are just... See, my buddy earlier got in the drop and he pulled the Steph Curry. You can see it right there, guys. He pulled the Steph Curry jersey number. He's a paramedic, actually. His story's pretty cool. He was loading a patient in and he was out of cell service. Drove maybe like 15 minutes after they got him into service, and he was able to check And it said, buy now, pack, buy pack now. And he was actually able to secure, seeing where, if I can find my ID cards. There we go. So check these out, guys. These are sweet. He actually asked me for the name. We're 48 seconds in here to getting our queue assignment for both the MGLE and Legendary. So there's my Randall Pink Floyd from Dazed and Confused. Came with this really sick, like sitting on your desk kind of artwork too. He's got the Pink Floyd tape he incorporated right there, which I thought was sweet. And then my other guy, also from Dazed and Confused, Don Dawson, who's also a baller freak. And you can see he gave him the, he loves pineapple pizza. He's got a lighter, I guess, because he's a freak. So, we are about to drip in here, guys. Let's go ahead and get me back on the camera. I'm starting to get nervous, as I told you, I always do. We're in here. I'm going to play some music to hopefully calm me down a little bit. It feels like you're in some calm water rapids rolling down the river, Island River, flying right into a beautiful cure spot. I think I did it. 1648, guys, I think I'm in. Let me check. Oh my god, don't let me freak out yet. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I gotta look at stats. Woo, woo, woo. 1648, I think I'm in. I think there's 17. Don't let me freak out, dude. Hold on. If I over freak out right now. What's in the second? Second cue. 14. No! I missed by 200! Oh, the worst came! Ah! There's still a chance, but that hurts. Guys, the luck. Ouch. Ugh. 1634. I'm gonna just check my MGLE queue. It doesn't even matter. 4256. I don't know what that MGLE is. My heart rate is not feeling good here, guys. Doing these live streams with coffee. I thought I made it, and then I knew I was close, and then I went to complete crash. Oh, there's 1450, and I'm at 1634, so I'm like, I need like 200 people to fail transactions, which I'm not open for. But I'm at the end of the squirm, man. So I need any kind of story like what I was just telling you, where people get out of range. It's gonna be interesting, guys. It's gonna be they're not putting how many packs are available anymore, and that's kind of torturesome. I think they were dealing with too many people saying that this was left and that was left. They're just backing out of that. So, I don't even get to watch that countdown. The number's moving so quick. I better stay in my jail because that's what's happening next. Wow. I'm just gonna join up here so I have it up on my screen. Yeah, a little bit, guys. It used to say right at the top here how many packs were left, and they're not doing that. They ain't not doing that anymore. Alright. Well, let's keep the music going. Keep the fun going. And, just wish. I'm now at 15-11, which is less packs than they started with. It's a bad Q spot, guys. Basically what I'm telling you there. Alright, let's talk some more dogs. Let's go dugout dogs. So if you were in the earlier stream, we were talking about the new NFT that's going to be dropping here shortly, which is called the Dugout Dogs. I'll go ahead and share the screen of their Twitter page here. Make sure you follow them on Twitter to get all things. Dugout Dogs. So what they're doing is dropping this amazing NFT, and if you scroll down here a little bit, I'll go ahead and zoom in on this. This is their Field of Dreams that they've dropped, which is just an amazing analogy if you think about the story that we're going to be developing here. And I'm really excited to be teamed up with these guys and moving forward to help reveal all the exciting traits, all of the gear, all of the things you're going to actually be able to do with your prospects, the one-of-ones, and really the utility is just absolutely amazing. So we're looking at all the members in the pre-sale, which is coming up soon. Like I said, we don't have an exact date, but that will be here very shortly. They're going to receive an airdrop of batting gloves, which will hold utility within the game and boost your stats. The first 500 that mint also in pre-sale are going to receive two tickets to any regular season baseball game, equal to an average ticket cost price. Also $50 to their upcoming merch line that they're going to be dropping for the Dugout Dogs, which there's already some of the team members are already wearing those, which you will be able to see coming up very shortly here. Very exciting how good this merch is looking. Also, anybody that mints in the public sale, so even if you're outside that first 500, you still qualify for the $50 voucher, $50. So then they're on top of that going to be giving away 165,000 in USD giveaways back to the community, which is just absolutely beautiful. One of the things we talk about constantly is having utility and being able to bring utility back to the holders, right? So I'm just checking my Q spot here, guys, sorry. I'm checking my Q spot on the legendary. So we're down to 866. I better keep an eye on this because this could go really fast here. And I still may be able to get one. I'm in an MGLE. It's 866. It's just sitting there. My MGLE is 411. Oh, guys, I will go insane if I'm able to grab one of these holos when I tease myself with that number. Again, I got 1624 or 1634, and there's only 1450 packs. So I was just under 200 behind. So I just need people to drop out or not be vibing on the holo pack. So I'm getting a bit nervous here. Again, we're at 587 on the holo, and I'm at 156 on my MGLE. Whew. Let's get some music going again. That always helps. Oh, it's my turn for MGLE. getting an MGLE at least. At least. I've only gotten one holo in my life. As I told you earlier, my buddy got, I think he's got two holos before, and so this was his third holo pack today, and he got a Steph jersey number holo icon. Alright, we're buying MGLE right now. We will open that on the stream, so that'll be exciting. $428 on the holo. $368. Guys, we may get a holo. If the magic of Magic All can come on this, you're going to see me go a little crazy. $308 on the holo. Guys, this is going to be either gut-wrenching or absolutely epic. Text from my buddy on his rare pack right now with MGLE. Cannot even look at that. I'm just staring at this screen. I'm at 308. Please. Please, holo, do not sell out. Please let me in there. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Come on. 308, guys. We are sitting at 308. Torture. I can't see how many packs are left. I'm gonna refresh my page on my desktop. Oh, 259. Oh my gosh, guys. Oh my gosh. Oh, please drop out, people. $206. Guys, please cross your fingers out there for me. Please. We are so close. I gotta get different music. $149. Guys, this might be happening. $89. $89. Come on, let me in there. Let me in there, please. I can't. You're $29. Oh my gosh, guys. Oh my gosh, please. Please. Please, 29 ahead of me. Please let me in. Please let me in. Please don't do this. I believe. Please, give me another rest, refresh. Come on. 12:19. 12:13. Oh my gosh. 29, guys. It could be next turn on the next refresh. Please let me in, people. Drop out. Oh, let me in. Let me in. Refresh. I'm gonna refresh my screen. I don't think that does anything. Coming, come on. I can't breathe, guys. My heart is pounding. This is too close. This is absolute torture. You saw how I started. I thought I made it, and I thought I didn't, and now I might make it again. Come on, baby. Come on. It's my turn. It's my turn. Screenshot. Oh my god, guys. Oh, dude. It's gonna happen. Please let me in. Please let me in. Bye. There, I'm not in there yet. It's my turn. Buying on the screen. Please purchase. Buying with Dapper payment. Oh my God, it went through. Oh my God. Oh. Ah! We did it, baby. We did it. Yes. Ah, we're opening this puppy. Ah, I don't know how Oh, I did it! It jumped up, dude. I skipped 189 people in line. Oh! Come on! Guys, this is so freaking epic. Oh, my heart's beating. Woo! Yes! Yes! Come on! Come on! Dude, I cannot even breathe, guys. Hold on, I gotta take a better screenshot. We're gonna open this sucker too. You guys be ready. I can't breathe. Oh my gosh. Yes, exclamation mark. About to open live on my stream. Exclamation mark. Can't believe it. My Q spot was 1639. Exclamation mark. There was only 1450 packs. Exclamation mark. Oh my gosh, guys. Whoever's watching, thanks for being here. That was magical. Oh my God. Did this really freaking happen? I get to open this shit now. Sorry. I rarely ever cuss on the stream. I have to think right now because I just want to put this link. This link up. For my stream, just so people can watch me open this. So stay with me, guys. Whew! I can't even think. All right, here we go. All right, there it is. There's the link. Oh my gosh, guys. How freaking awesome. I mean, this is just, regardless of where we go from here, this is just so beautiful. I think it deleted my tweets. I gotta retype this. I can't believe I got it, exclamation mark. I had 1639 Q spot. There was only 1450 packs, exclamation mark. Going to open them now on my live stream. All right, guys, just stay with me. I'm gonna share this link. Oh, the dugout. We're talking dugout dogs. Right when that Q spot dropped, that was the luck of the dogs. The dugout. Remember, you guys are going to be in the dugout with the dream. That's where we're going to be. And this is starting off the magic here. Oh my gosh, guys. First stream back, I freaking ripped a holo. Insane. Let's go, guys. Thanks for hanging in here and give people a second to get in. Again, I'll just screen share this gorgeous beauty here. The luck is with the fam today. I was talking Dugout Dogs right as I got my cue spot. And also my buddy earlier, one of my best friends, who got me also into NFTs and into NBA Top Shot, he lucked out in priority queue one and pulled a Steph Curry jersey number. So I'm only hoping that luck can continue. And the adrenaline rush is epic. This is the thing about Top Shot that it's hard to explain to even somebody new. So if you come in, let's say you got into Top Shot a month ago, or you got in today, right? And you're just kind of checking it out. The thing that's hard is to understand how extremely rare it is to be able to get a legendary pack. They're just, you don't get them. So when you get a legendary pack, I've only got one, and I got a Mike Connolly. Horrible serial number. It was like two or three away from the bottom, and it just had no value at all. It actually lost a bunch of value, and I ended up selling it and liquidating into some of those run it back moments when those dropped, which ended up killing me because those lost a ton of value after they dropped. So the hard thing here is with Top Shot, picking the right moments to grab and when to grab them and you know how long to hold and so forth. Anyways, I want to get some of this dog stuff up right now where I'm going to wait maybe a minute or two more and then we're opening packs, guys, because this is the rush. The rush is freaking beautiful. And that's the thing I'm trying to tell you about Top Shot, but also what you're going to be getting with the dogs here. When you're getting these airdrops, it's a lot like getting a pack, right? You're going to be getting things dropped into you, into your account, because you're holding your dog. So these are the Dugout Dogs. Anybody that's joining, thanks for getting in here. We're just holding tight. I want to let a couple more viewers get in while we are waiting for that. I'm going to share my new partnership that I have going on right now with the Dugout Dogs. I'm going to be telling the story of all these amazing dogs from across the nation. These guys are ready to ball, and they're actually ready to ball for you. So what we're going to be doing is having a pre-sale drop that's going to give you all sorts of utility. One of the biggest things is you're going to be going to a baseball game with somebody of your choice if you're one of the first 500 in pre-sale. And also, you're going to be getting dropped a batting glove for your prospect, which either you can choose to keep or list on the market. So this is coming soon. To be determined is the mint date, but we are getting close, and I will be the first to know as well. You will if you're following me at thedream.pcc.eth at djdev420. That's on Twitter, thedream.pcc.eth at djdev420. Follow me on Twitter there. Also follow these guys, the Dugout Dogs. You're gonna be dialed in and not miss. You want to be in on that pre-sale because that's where you're gonna be getting the most utility. The other thing is you're gonna be getting a voucher for some merch at their merch store as well. All right, guys, we're gonna get to it. I gave it a couple minutes there, and I'm gonna just start ripping. It is time to go absolutely crazy. That's the cool thing about the layers here, is you first get to get in the queue, then you get to luck out and get the pack, then you get to open the pack. So there's all these journeys of adrenaline and rush that we're gonna be going through. And here we go. I'm gonna get a screenshot of this. Just tweet it out again. Keep that music going. I know I'm hanging in there for a sec, guys. But this is a rare Thursday. Normally I'm not in, and this is spring break, so I'd be busting it today with the kiddos, so I'm able to be here on the stream with you guys. And just share some love in the community. And again, I was, you know, it's always disappointing when you don't make it in your queue spot, but getting that text from my buddy, knowing he's out in the boonies doing some serious paramedic work, he is on the front lines with these people during the pandemic when there's all sorts of substance abuse and trauma and injuries, and he's right there, and this guy's amazing, and for him to be blessed with a Steph Curry jersey number, holo icon, I gotta say, you know, there's about five moments that I want in here, but probably the top is the Steph Curry. I think the Cade is gonna be quite juicy as well. Finish up that cold brew. Nothing like the final sip of cold brew to launch into some high-grade adrenaline, top shot adrenaline. So I'm gonna share the screen with you guys and should be able to also give you, let's see if I move this over, if I can give you my face up there while I'm screen sharing. Yeah, there you go. Let me slide the camera a bit. Boom, give you a couple different angles. Bring it up a little bit. Always all about aesthetics. I love that word, aesthetics. Often overlooked. All right, let's get the screen share in. Here we go. So, check out the collection really quick here. Trey Young just recently put that up for sale because that's part of the challenge that's going right now. Pretty interesting challenge. Anyways, I'm not going to waste any time here. Let's get to the MGLE first. And let's do it, guys. I cannot believe the adrenaline rush of getting this holo. Woo! All right. We're going MGLE first. See what we're pulling. Love it. Six moments in the MGLE. One thing, as I've been superstitious about my flipping, but I haven't found my best flips, especially normally, you're ripping common packs, which only have three. So I did one where I had been pulling in the middle, and I feel like when I check my first middle one, just seems to go well for me. You see how I sneak in over the top because I don't want to peek. And now we're getting these minted only to 30,000, which is fabulous. They're going to make these common moments no longer to 60, which was a huge adjustment that they made. Let's go ahead and go bottom middle. What did we get there? A Bismack. Bottom left. Crazy drop of commons here, so interesting. So the new ones are going to be 30, but the old ones are still at 60. Are we going right or left? Ooh, we're going left, because that gave us a blue. So we want to go our rare last. Oh, come on, give me a good one. Let's go, guys. Cavs? 217. Who is this, 24? Ugh, yuck. Hopefully it's in a challenge. I'm not feeling that at all. But what we can do is get that out of the way. Right? Let's get the yucks out of the way and get the yums ready and get some good music on. Let's see what we got on the bottom here. Yeah. This is what we're listening to when we hit the hole. All right. It's holo time. Thanks for joining, guys. We're going to rip this puppy now. It is now. If you missed earlier, I actually got my cue spot was 1639, and there was only 1450. 1,450 packs. I was 1,639. And the number just started boogieing, and I don't know if people were in the queue and just decided they didn't want it, or they logged out or didn't have the funds or whatever, but it turboed me in, and I was up to like 24, and I thought it was gonna you know, be the ultimate crush. And then when I hit 24 in front of me, it just blasted me in. It said it was my turn. I was able to ring it up. And then right on my group text with my buddies, one of my buddies got to two ahead of them, and they sold out. So that could have easily been me, guys. So the pack love was with me regardless, and that's always how you feel if you get a pack. Even if you get a Lori Markkanen earlier, you move that out of the way. You keep throwing your hat into the ring, and hopefully we're wishing for something like what my buddy got earlier. You know, that you can never wish for anything like that. That just falls into your lap. So away we go. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, I'm pumped. I'm pumped. This is old school holo pack, guys. And they're giving $100 Dapper credit refund to everybody that got a holo pack today, which I just think is, come on, that's gorgeous. So we went middle last time. I don't think I'm going middle. I don't think I'm starting on the top. I don't know where my holo is. I sometimes wonder why it doesn't show the colors. Do you notice that, guys? So I'm like hovering over and I'm not getting any colors. I do not want to flip my holo for, oh, there we go. Why is it delayed like that? Oh, there's the holo, bottom left. Bottom left, that's fine. That's all I needed to know. Bottom left is the holo. All right. Oh, there's the rare. All right, so we're going middle. Should we go middle right? Let's go middle, middle. Let's do that. Middle, middle. How many times do you get to go middle, middle? Not often. You get 9 moments, one of which is a legendary and one of which, this is gonna be my only legendary. I've only had one other one, Mike Connolly. So. By the bottom holo, next to that holo down there? Nah, we're gonna go up here. Going all middles. Alright, bam, bam. Interesting now with this trade tickets, you know, you saw the LeBron. Moments always drop, especially before NFL pack. And, you know, these pack drops, people are liquidating. But that LeBron Series 1 Top Shot debut, I saw it at like $5,700. Which is insane, because I was at 9,000 just a short bit ago. Of course, everything across the board is kind of in an interesting spot right now with Top Shot. All right, guys, so anticlimactic so far, moving as slow as you possibly can here. We're going to speed it up. Top right, just working our way down. And I don't think I'm going to work my way down anymore because that pattern didn't work there. So we're going to go left middle. Nothing worth anything at this point. Like, imagine if you put these guys on a team. Fred VanVleet, Jerome, Pascal, McDermott, and Crowder. You couldn't give tickets away. Not that they're not bad additions as far as if you had, you know, a strong team already. You think about the Lakers. That's kind of what they're missing are role players like that can give you something. You know, you can't count on, I don't know, I'm going to talk Lakers. All right, let's go. Bottom right corner. Woo! Cheap garbage. We are almost there, guys. All right. So that is a stack of, look at that. That is a stack of trade moments. We are about to reveal the second MGLE of the day. Let's get it. Come on. Dallas Mavericks. Rare 101. It's number 7. Who is it? Brenton Powell. Oh, the MGLE is just, I mean, I just need those to be in a challenge. Those are both beyond horrible. Come on, just get that word out of my mouth. Let's go. It's legendary time. Bulls? Three-pointer? Who is it? Oh my God, guys. Oh, you get it real. You're getting real. Oh. Sorry, guys. Not the best, not the best pack. That's a heck of a roller coaster. I appreciate the five of you that joined. I am, to say the least, disappointed with all of my polls today. And I'm probably gonna wrap up the stream there. And you guys will see me again really soon. I do appreciate you getting in here. We're gonna have a ton of Dugout Dogs information dropping at least once a week. So keep an eye out for that. Turn your alerts on. Make sure you follow NBA Top Shot Hot Drop on YouTube. And hit the subscribe and the alert button also. So anyways, guys, those of you that are joining the stream right now, I'll just sum it up for you. It was not a victorious poll. We were able to get a legendary... But as you can see there, it was a Nikola Vukovic, which was probably one of the worst ones you could have gotten in there, and an absolutely horrible serial number. Littered in that pack were a number of common moments, and then a horrible MGLE of Dwight Powell. I also got an MGLE pack in the drop, the same drop, just in the MGLE queue. And I was able to get a Lauri Markkanen, which was complete garbage. Littered throughout that was a bunch of 60,000 commons, other than a Kelly Olynyk 999. So, doubtful the EV is there. I'm hoping it is. And I'm going to be looking to liquidate out of this experience. It's the whole thing about Top Shot, as I was talking about. You know, you have that rush of... Am I going to get in the queue? I got in the queue. Am I going to get a pack? I get a pack. Now, when I open the pack, did I get anything? At this point, I didn't. So I got to liquidate and hope I can get my, you know, it was a 999 for the pack. And then I got to get the 79 back from my MGLE. So we're down, you know. 2080 on Dapper Cred. So we'll see how we make that work. And just remember, guys, the whole reason we're here is to enjoy it. And I will see you really soon. Thanks for joining, guys.